Hardin had almost gotten out of the habit of laughing, but after Cermak and his three silent partners were well out of earshot, he indulged in a dry chuckle and bent an amused look on Lee.
"How did you like that battle of bluffs, Lee?"
Lee snorted grumpily. "I'm not sure that he was bluffing. Treat him with kid gloves and he's quite liable to win the next election, just as he says."
"Oh, quite likely, quite likely.
If nothing happens first."
"Make sure they don't happen in the wrong direction this time, Hardin. I tell you, this Cermak has a following. What if he doesn't wait till the next election?
There was a time when you and I put things through violently, in spite of your slogan about what violence is."
Hardin cocked an eyebrow. "You are pessimistic today, Lee.
And singularly contrary, too, or you wouldn't speak of violence. Our own little putsch was carried through without loss of life, you remember. It was a necessary measure put through at the proper moment and went over smoothly, painlessly, and all but effortlessly. As for Cermak, he's up against a different proposition. You and I, Lee, aren't the encyclopedists. We stand prepared. Sick your men onto these youngsters in a nice way, old fellow. Don't let them know they're being watched. But eyes open, you understand."
Lee laughed in sour amusement. "I'd be a fine one to wait for your orders, wouldn't I, Hardin? Cermak and his men have been under surveillance for a month now."
The mayor chuckled.
"Got in first, did you? All right.
By the way," he observed and added softly, "Ambassador Verisov is returning to Terminus. Temporarily, I hope." There was a short silence, faintly horrified, and then Lee said, "Was that the message? Are things breaking already?"
"Don't know.
I can't tell till I hear what Verisov has to say. They may be, though. After all, they have to before election."
"But what are you looking so dead about?"
"Because I don't know how it's going to turn out. You're too deep, Hardin, and you're playing the game too close to your chest."
"Thou too, Brutus," murmured Hardin. And aloud, "Does that mean you're going to join Cermak's new party?"
Lee smiled against his will.
"All right, you win. How about lunch now?"